I want to first of all call to your attention on the back of the bulletin. I think Joel would, Comer would be glad to accept this, but it was really Joel Klein that wrote our meditation there. Please read it. It's meaningful and helpful. The world Jesus was born into with mystery and wonder is far removed from our contemporary world. Our fairy tale creations, and I have to confess, Christmas is one of my favorite times. This is the first year in my life that I haven't decorated because of my wife's health. I love to decorate the house. I love to see the story come to life. All the color and the brightness and the flashing of lights and all of that is meaningful. But I want to be careful for myself and for all of us that we don't get lost in the story of our creation and rather into the story of God's moment. God's moment with the shepherds. Something that brings mystery and wonder back into our lives. Something that you and I and Kara on this day of her adjusted baptism and the world around us needs very much. Something we need to be refreshed in spirit and to recommit to continue to follow Jesus from Bethlehem right up to today in this place. A world filled with sin and darkness that threatens the light of this mystery and wonder to be taken from us. The scene from shepherds watching the flock by night opens to us a truth that the author of Luke's gospel wants us to remember. God is for all people, for the poor and destitute as well as the rich and powerful, the moderates, the liberals, the conservatives, the respected and the disrespected. The declaration of the angels is that God is for Israel and all the people of the world. This event is not about us, but about God. God at work for those whom he has breathed the breath of life into. Not just the Christians, but the religious of the world. Not just those who attend church every Sunday, but all believers, non-believers, and all who call themselves nuns. You know about nuns, don't you? Might even be some here among you. It's N-O-N-E-S. They really don't claim a belief, yet they want to be a part of something important and valuable. Not just the young, the middle-aged, or old, nor the educated or the uneducated. Everyone whom God chooses are to receive this good news. Have we been, and are we willing to open ourselves to God's loving act for all people, for all nations? Who will carry forth the good news best of all? Why shepherds? The Interpreter's Bible about Luke's gospel referred to them as shiftless, dishonest people who graze their flocks on others' lands. Not whom we thought would be chosen to carry forth the good news. Now, I didn't really truly understand shepherds until Peg and I visited South Africa in late 2017 and watched real nomads, shepherds of cattle and sheep and goats, walking through villages along the side of the road, one in front and one in back. And they drive kind of fast in South Africa. And he was walking the berm to make sure the animals he was protecting would not be hurt. They were not walking without energy, but they didn't have a lot of energy either. It was just the steady plodding, the watching around, the taking care of what had been given to them, assigned as their duty for the person who owned the animals. They weren't clean. They weren't lazy. They were simply doing their job. I watched one sitting under a shady tree, and it was a really hot day. As he ate the morsel of food that he carried with him, and as he looked out over the animals who were grazing, yes, probably on land that didn't belong to the owner. And I can only imagine the rock as pillow and the ground as their bed at night, with one ear trained to listen for danger as they attempted to sleep and rest their weary bodies. It is persons like this that God's messenger invited them to take in the good news. A Savior is born for all people. Now, I have to wonder in reading the text, was it curiosity? The angels didn't say, go to Bethlehem. They did say, you'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. Maybe that was a big hint that they should go. But could it be a budding faith? Such a dramatic moment in the darkness of night. Would we not have been scared too if a bright light had shone before us and a voice out of the heavens began to speak to us? They said to one another, let us go. Let's not just sit here. Let's not just ponder it. Let us go. And they traveled to Bethlehem. And they began to take in the mystery and the wonder of the great event they were told about. This wonderful gift of love that has been graced to the whole world by a God who loves us beyond any love we could imagine. And then it says they returned to their job. Their life didn't change by their looks or their duty, but they were changed because they returned to their God, to their job, glorifying and praising God. So the budding faith within them, if it was that, or the curiosity that had led them there, if it was that, all of a sudden became a blossoming faith where they would glorify and praise God for what they had seen and what they had heard. What a wonderful way to prepare for this experience this morning for Kara. She has been among us and has been in the Church of the Brethren Youth, National Youth Conference this last year, has come to conclude she wants to give witness to an inward experience of a budding faith in God's love, grace, and forgiveness. She is committing herself, and I am inviting each one of us to reconsider what it means to follow Jesus, the Savior of the world, and to accept him as the head of the body of Christ here in this place. Her baptism is connecting her heart and her mind to the one who is invited, come and follow me. And she is in this act committing to be an active participant in the body of Christ here in this place. It is fitting that after her baptism that we will bless her and six others who are traveling from this place to North Carolina to work on a disaster project. And several of these people are taking either vacation or they're on vacation from school to take time to help others who have been devastated by a great wind and lots of water. Today is the beginning of her formal covenant to praise and glorify God with her words and her actions. Now, a question for us. Are we up to the challenge of caring for her, nurturing her faith, modeling for her what it means to follow Jesus? Are we ready to, like the angels, join her in the song of life, proclaiming glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace among those with whom he is well pleased? And who does he favor? Those who covenant to follow Jesus for the rest of their lives, witnessing in word and deed to God's love. Let it be so.